listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. In our last episode, the Dames arrived at the house of She Who Shapes All. There, Lariah got some sage, if confusing, advice from her Kenku mentor, Breeze. Meanwhile, Riot and Karen had a heart-to-heart in which they agreed that they'd definitely, for really real, go to Daggerford next.
Not to belabor this, but, you know, I'm also a little scared.
Yeah, I was wondering when we're going to get to that part. Yeah, this is... That's what I'm afraid of. You know, you can't shy away from this. We need to go back. We need to be brave. But it's going to be hard.
Yeah, I don't want to see Zerker. I just want to see pieces of him.
Yeah, you're telling me.
I want to know why we were thrown from the tower, and you know, if we can find Fatima and Emery, obviously.
I you know that feeling, the feeling with the heart and the gut and the insides? I have that feeling that we're going to find answers in Daggerford. And that's why I'm being so gosh darn stubborn about going there.
We already shook on it, okay? I was trying to be vulnerable. God! I'm going!
Work harder on being vulnerable. I don't know what to tell you.
Work harder? You want me to, like, be more open?
No, now that I said it, I don't. Nope, I definitely don't want that.
Well, because, you know, I have these feelings about someone else that I have really wanted to share with somebody.
Yeah, let's... did you want to bring your tree thing to somewhere?
Oh,
let's do that.
Okay. Oh, is my day my own now? Okay, cool. Thank you.
So Rose is actually... I want her to sit in the... Rose is in the room before Lariah gets back, kind of writing a letter to her abbot. So she's gonna be working on that, and like she hears Riot basically say library like 4 times. And so after she finishes the letter, she like bolts out to the library.
All right. So Rose, you wind your way through the monastery. It's not a huge monastery, and you eventually make your way to what you think is the library. There are certainly some books on shelves here.
There is the kitchen and other cookbooks.
It seems like most of the books in this library are written by the monks who have resided here.
Okay.
So you've got... you've got a book on gardening by someone named Quat. You've got a book on beekeeping and mead brewing. Separate books from someone named Buzz. Pakyun has written about his time wandering the coast and the things that he's come across.
Rose is going to pick up Pakun's travel journal.
Okay.
Seems potentially the most applicable to outside stuff outside the walls of the monastery.
Right. So yeah, you see it's sort of a travel journal that talks about spending time along the coast. Some of it is just introspection. Some of it is sort of a travel log. And then occasionally you'll see passages about helping humans in need. Mm-hmm. You also notice that there is there's a large door in the library. And it is this sort of elaborate, it's an elaborately carved wooden door that looks incredibly heavy. There is a knocker on it.
I walk closer to the door. You mentioned that this monastery looks like it has been kind of built in sections over the years. Does this door fit with the rest of the room, or is it like really feels out of place?
Definitely out of place. It looks like it
belongs in an altogether different building.
What does the knocker look like?
The knocker has a lion's head on it.
Just Rose doesn't recognize this as anything, right?
You could do a history check.
I'm going to do a history check. Or, yes. One moment. Desperate math. 10.
You're not familiar with the lion.
Okay.
However, as you're sort of standing in front of the door, you hear someone clear their throat behind you.
Rose jumps. But she's also very grateful to have heard something behind her and not in her head.
Yes. So you startle and you hear Park Ho-yeon say, "Oh, I did not mean to surprise you. I was here to pick up that journal."
Oh. Do you have more to add?
Yes, I am on my way to yet another adventure.
Where are you going?
He says, "Yes, I'm heading out. I've heard word of an adventuring party that set off into the woods to rescue missing children recently, and they came into contact with one called the Silent One."
That's a very, very interesting and cryptic name for a child?
Oh, no. The Silent One is villainous.
Have you ever encountered the Silent One before?
I have not, and this is why I am going to investigate further.
What direction is it?
I'm heading west this time.
We'll just pretend Rose nods knowingly exactly where she is relative to everything.
Yes, it is quite a sinister creature, so I have heard. Infiltrates the minds of adventurers.
What now?
So I've heard.
I look forward to reading your journal when you return.
Thank you. And he puts his hands out for the journal.
Oh, yes. Here you go.
Thank you. He takes it and looks over at the door and says, "If you are looking for more books outside of our humble selection here, the knocker there will give you access to our librarian, and he can take you to Candlekeep."
Huh? Absolutely. Ooh, I should find Riot.
You need only knock. He comes and goes as assigned. The knocker will put you in queue.
Got it. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And he just takes off.
Goodbye.
He waves back at you. All right, so what would you like to do? Do you want to knock now or get Riot?
Maris is having post-traumatic stress from the last time she split off from the group, and she's hesitant to knock without someone next to her. I'm going to go find Riot.
All right. We'll go back to Lariah now. So, Lariah, you are flipping through your journal. Sorry, not the journal. The Cistern Circle book. Mm. And you are able to pull out a couple more entries specifically on that reference Zayola, again in flowery language by Nightfall. The first one says, "Three 10 days hath passed, yet the battle rages on. The ones who seek to tear down and oppress the righteous continue their onslaught. Yet the monastic order presses on with admirable aplomb. those of us in the circle remain true to our former member, Zeola, despite her having retired post-haste from our company. Even Riffa deems the cause worthy enough to fight for. For do not the monstrous deserve a place of respite? And then you flip through, and later on you see another entry, and it says, victory is ours at last. We have defeated the rabble-rousers without so much as a single fatality. Praise Leroux. A truce on the horizon at last. Rejoice. Zeola speaks with their leader on the morrow. May her words be formidable, pitted against the leader who calls herself Delshad.
Does the book say anything else about Delshad?
You see some, you were able, if you flip through a little bit more, you can get a little description from Nightfall. And Nightfall is sort of fixated on the fact that she has green eyes like gemstones.
Cool. Is that everything that Laura gets from the book at this point?
At this point, I think if you spent some more days or time with the book, you'd be able to get a bit more.
Okay. Then at this point, Laura will go back and start wandering toward the library.
Okay. We'll head back to Riot and Karen. Riot, are you going to sleep or bring your shrub to the
Riot forest? Wants to bring the shrub outside.
Okay. And what's Karen and doing?
Karen
will... Do you want Karen to go with you, Jen? Or is this like a solo bolo moment?
No, you can... solo bolo... No. You should come out and help, because, you know, Trina's a part of the family now, too.
You said the wrong thing to get me to come, but,
Do you want to help someone learn how to fight or what?
Okay, there we go. Yep. Okay. Yeah. I'll come. I'll come. I want to do some exploring too, but we'll start here.
All right. So you head outside. When you head out, you see that the tortle gardener and the very tall humanoid are still out in the garden. The humanoid is sort of making their way over to the edge of the forest where there's beehives.
All right. This is perfect. Okay. We wave at, you know, hello, the gardener.
The gardener?
Yeah.
Okay. So the tortle, she fixes her hat, ties the bow a little bit firmer beneath her her almost chin, and waves back.
All right. So has had her bag open, but then like puts it on the ground so Trina can pop out. Hey, how's it going, little one?
You hear some snoring coming from inside.
Cool. All right. She kind of rustles the stem of the kind of touches the leaves on the outside. Don't wanna, yeah, get in Trina's business.
Trina snorts and just sort of like lashes out with her tiny little hands and almost gets you with one of her thorns.
All right. Okay. So what I'm seeing is your attack is on point, but I think I need to show you like the parts of the body where, you know, where you need to hit for humanoid people. Do you want to come on and do a little learning?
Oh gosh, yes. I would love to do that. I'm gonna mess someone up, and she like struts out.
Yeah.
She kind of nods over at Karen.
You know, Karen. So, okay, we're doing a little stretching first. Okay, and here, Karen, can you just stand here? I want to just, you're a premium specimen, so I just want to show, like, on the body.
I'll play along.
Trina just like lunges at you and like pricks you in the shoulder with a tiny little thorn like this.
Karen flops and is like, oh, ah.
So clearly already the worst.
Trina puts her hands together above her head in a victory stance.
Okay. No. Okay. All right. Yes, you did draw blood, but the shoulder's not actually a great place. So here, don't hurt me or don't, you know. But I'm just gonna point out. I'm gonna go head to foot. Okay. So she points at the eyes. You know, the neck area on the larynx, and then right below her like sternum and the elbows and the wrists. So see where the body like creases, these are the points you want to hit, because that means they can't swing a sword without feeling it again. And then she points to like the abdomen, the point where her legs meet on her body, the kneecaps, and then turns around and is like, the knees on both sides are a super terrible, I mean they're good to hit. And then points to the Achilles tendon too. So now, very softly, I would say with leaves, not thorns. Do you want to try to come at me? And I'm hands free over here. All right. Actually, oh, here we go. She produces two good berries, but then marks the hand Trina's hands with a berry juice. Okay.
You know, I can produce these myself.
Well, cool. but only on your hands right now, okay? Like, I don't want you to use, like, your entire body to, like... All right, now see if you
she,
can...
She puts them on her mouth.
Okay. All right, no, see, this is good. Yeah, use the teeth. Use the teeth, too.
She kind of growls at you.
Is her mouth in her bark, or...
I think so. Yeah.
I kind of thought she was just a shrub that, like, had no eyes that we could see, but had, like, a humanoid figure.
No, I think... I thought that they were just, like, shrubs with, like, little faces, and, like, their arms were just made out of the vines that she's made out of.
Yeah, the vines. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, good... Excellent. Now that I know what you look like. No, All right, Karen, you're the ref, okay? So we're gonna fight for 1 minute or something.
Karen is just sitting down in the grass, just like knees up, just like, all right.
All right. Let's do a dexterity contest.
Yeah.
Oh, this is amazing.
I mean... Also, Riot's not trying to hit her. She's trying to evade.
Yeah. Trina got a natural one, so she like lunges at you and face plants into the dirt.
Oh, okay. See,
plants.
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 All right. That's okay. I know you're nervous. Mm. I'm intimidating. I get it. Flex.
Trina pulls herself up and. And her face looks the saddest face that you could possibly see on a little shrub.
No, it's okay, because this is actually a really good skill for later. So don't worry. Keep this away, like locked away.
But she's like rubbing her eyes with sap. I thought I was able to do it, though. How come I could get your sister, Karen, and I couldn't get you?
That's a very good question. And Riot just grinning over Trina's head at Karen.
She kind of puts her arms up like, oh, hold me.
Riot hugs her. It's okay.
She slaps your Achilles heel. Did I do it right?
I'm so good.
Yep, you really get that manipulation from your mom.
That's great. All right, 1 point. Great. Okay. Yeah. So right squares off, and then shifts one foot behind the other, turning her body sideways. See how I'm trying to block my body? So I've just got, and she has her hands out in front of her, got my fists sort of blocking it. And now I've got, there's less of a punching zone. That's why you always want to, you know, start moving to the side so you can expose more of your opponent's body to your fists. And then, like, she kind of goes just, but, like, with, like, pointed hands because she doesn't want to, or, you know, with palms.
Yeah. Do you want to do another dexterity?
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay. I got a 14.
Trina this time got a 17, so she just quickly dodges out of the way and then swats your hand with her. with the very hand.
Excellent. Whoa. Excellent. 2 points. 2 points. All right.
quick learner, huh?
Yeah. All right. All right, so
so she rubs her viney hands together and looks around. All right, who are we gonna get? she points over at the turtle in the garden.
Oh no, we don't attack people that aren't attacking other people. Like that's the code, you know.
That's we have a code.
Yeah, it's there's a couple different things, you know, like we help those who need it, the weak. Well, we ask questions first, you know, questions first, punching later. Words first, weapons second. That probably sounds better. you know, you don't always go for the killing blow first. You try to disarm them first, so you know. Weapons that are in the hands, and Riot like pulls out her glaive and just starts twirling it in one hand. Like here, can you you think you can try to disarm me of my glaive?
I suppose I could try. At this point the turtle is shuffling over and just sort of stands next to Karen, who's an observer, and just says, Quat finds this amusing.
Yeah, you and me both.
All right, come at me, Trina. You got it. Disarm me.
All right, another dexterity.
Yeah.
Actually, this might be a strength if you want to disarm. Let's do this strength.
Yeah. I think she's trying to, like, hit the wrist so that I drop it. So I don't, yeah. Are you kidding? Okay.
7 for Trina.
Yeah, a 4 for Riot. So. I'm lucky to be still twirling this around expertly.
Yes. Trina lunges up and just fake bites your wrist.
Ooh, you got me.
Fighting is quite easy. She looks around.
Yes, for some people. Some days you're on, some days you're not, but this is why training is important. See, I haven't trained in a couple days, so...
Well, I've never trained at all.
Like...
I think I must be a natural.
Yeah, a natural some... No, you're a natural, for sure. No, you're definitely... You were born for this, Trina. But I feel like there's also some other stuff that we can do, too.
She picks up your glaive.
Okay. All right. Riot jumps into the air, like ten feet above her. All right. Okay. Oh, what are you gonna do about a little air play? And Riot starts like looping around and spinning, and I'm gonna say she's got a couple tiny rocks in her pocket, and she's like dropping them on Trina.
Oh. She's what? Let me just see what she can do. Actually,
she's got rake, which is like hand to hand.
Yeah,
but now she's got my glaive.
Yes, so I know. She's just gonna stare up at you and say, "Well, isn't that cheating?"
Cheating? No, I'm using no. And this goes so, it segues so perfectly into the next part of our lesson, which is using your natural advantages. So she flops back down and points towards the tree line. Here, walk 5 feet with me.
She's going to go over to the tree line. She's actually going to run ahead of you. And then she sort of just disappears.
See? You're already... There you go. Sometimes the best option is to not fight, but to hide and or observe.
You hear a little scream.
Trina? Riot moves through the tree line looking. Can she spot her because she knows what she looks like?
You can try. Okay. Do a perception check.
Come on. No. 4 again.
You're looking around and you pass by a shrub, and as you're sort of walking by the shrub, it lunges out at you and and gently rakes across your thigh.
And there we go. That's the third berry mark. I feel like Trina, you've taught me something today.
Trina,
and that's that I have nothing to teach you.
Trina's just doing like a dance that sort of looks like what you had been dancing at the dance fight. And then she just sort of dances her way out of the forest back towards Karen and Quat. And Quat just quietly claps her two turtle hands together. Quat is amused. Rose is searching the premises for Riot. Where are you going?
I first head back to Riot and Karen's bedroom to see, like, hey, are they where I last heard them?
They are not.
They are not. I go out to the rock garden.
I think Lariah would be there at that point still, having... parted ways with Breeze and, you know, flipping through the Sister and Circle book.
Hey, Lariah, have you seen Riot?
No, I haven't. I can help you find her if you'd like.
Sure. I was just really curious about that whole Candlekeep door knocker thing, and I thought Riot might also want to find more info.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she'd appreciate a look around the library. Have you tried, well, maybe she went out to find, Buzz to get some mead, or maybe Quat to get some tea?
Both sound like great options. Let's go find probably tea. It's a little early for mead. Not that's ever stopped us before.
Breakfast mead.
Buzz and Quat both were in the garden when we came in. We can see... head that way to see if they're still there and then check around their usual spots.
All right, let's do it.
So you head out there and you see at the edge of the forest, at one edge, there's a Buzz is by the apiary attending to the bees. And then on the other edge, you see Karen sitting on the ground next to Quat, who are observing Trina and Riot dancing their way out of the forest.
Yeah, this all checks out.
You're not wrong.
Just finishing up a lesson.
In more dancing?
Yes.
So, Riot, I found us a library.
Oh, okay. The one that's here?
Yes. With benefits.
Oh, like we can go in and read books. Perfect, perfect. That's what I thought Lariah said. All right, let's go. We got some research to do. All right, looks over at Karen. Some fast research. Mm-hmm. Trina, enjoy your manure and your sunshine and your water.
Bye, Trina.
She doesn't even say goodbye. She just... runs off.
I didn't realize she was mobile.
Oh, yeah. She can walk with the best of them. I should probably stop carrying her around.
And fight, too.
and fight, yeah. She clearly, she buried me. Look, if you will.
Nice.
So you're heading back in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go to the library.
All Rose right. is like super excited and walking back quickly.
All right. as you head back in, bump into Bakoyun again, and he's got a satchel. He looks like he's a little bit washed up, and he's washed himself up, and he looks at the lot of you and says, "Ah, where are you off to in such a rush?"
The library. It's so exciting.
I suppose the excitement is from the Candlekeep side and not our side.
I mean, you took the coolest part of the library on this side. So I'll have to wait till it comes back.
Yes, I shall very likely have many pages on the Silent One.
I both look forward to that and I'm slightly worried about that.
Silent One? That sounds awesome.
Yes.
Or terrifying.
I believe it is the latter. We have heard many tales of the Silent One.
Yeah. He mentioned that, like, it can infiltrate minds.
That doesn't sound familiar at all.
Yes, and it disrupts sleep as well, as I have heard.
That's not cool, because we all need that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you safe travels, and I hope to see you when I return.
Thank you very much. Be safe as well.
And he leaves you to run over to the library. And again, the library, very,
scamper,
very,
scamper, scamper.
Very simple room. There's just a handful of books from the monks who have resided here. But the one thing that really stands out is this giant carved out door with a wooden door with a lion knocker in the middle of it.
Look at this.
Is the lion their mascot?
No. Watch this. And then Rose just picks up the knocker and knocks.
You hear a big thud. And then it's just followed by silence.
Okay. Wasn't sure what I was expecting, but that wasn't it.
Is this the library door? Because isn't this like people are trying to read?
This is how you summon the librarian.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's right. That's what Pakwon said.
And Lariah, you know that the librarian can sometimes take a while.
When you were so excited, I thought the librarian was in currently, but if he's not in, it can be a while. Like, this is just how we sort of get his attention.
How do I know when he's here and ready?
He'll, I mean, it's a small monastery, so he will come out and find one of the monks to see who had summoned him.
I think this is one of those patience things, Rose, where it's like we come knowing that we have to wait, possibly, for knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rose is just like tapping her nails on the door. Fine.
Do you want to take shifts waiting for the librarian?
No. Well, I'm sure somebody won't take our place, our request, if we go and do other things.
I mean, I can wait here. I can post up for a bit and definitely not fall asleep.
I mean, yes.
All right, so Riot is going to take the first watch and wait until she wants to summon somebody else, I guess.
Yeah, she does write a note and put it, tuck it on into her her bandage, like tank top thing she's wearing currently, and it just says like, "Yes, I knocked. It was late. Please wake."
That's awesome. So Everyone sort of parts ways after Riot takes her first post by the library door. And eventually, Karen finds you, Rose, in your room.
Yeah, okay. I think Karen didn't go to the library excursion and just went straight to go find Rose in her room and just was kind of hanging out.
Oh, okay.
So you're like in my room when I come back.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Just like not snooping, but like you might suspect.
Oh, you know, like Rose kind of yawns as she like opens her door. Ah, hi, Karen.
Hey. Yeah, just looking for those. I don't know if you had any like scraps for those bandages we were talking about.
Yeah. Let's see. Do we want absorbent material or cool looking material? I'm going to ruffle through my bag.
Karen like lifts up her like tunic up to like so you could see her belly, mm-hmm. and she's just like, "You tell me," and it doesn't look great.
Okay. So I can give you scraps for that. But I'm pretty sure we're going to need to soak whatever scrap I give you in, like, some kind of healing poultice or potion or, like, you know.
Will mead work? I was thinking about hitting up that mead person.
I mean, it would help a bit with the disinfectant. But I think there might be too much sugar in mead that itself might ferment. Let's talk to some of the monks here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll take the scraps for now and just I think soaking them in something is good.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll drink the
mead. Washing. Have you taken a bath yet? Might want to just clean that area.
You know, I didn't get the full tour, but I didn't see a bathhouse, so. And I've been with you guys the whole time, so I think you know the answer to that.
Fair point.
Well, Rose, Rose, did you have your letter out on the table?
Possibly. I probably like finished writing it and let the ink dry. So yeah.
Do you want to let Karen in on the contents? Because I'm assuming she snooped.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she snooped.
Oh, yeah. So she was writing to the abbot at her monastery, letting him know that she's probably going to be away longer than they originally thought, that she, like, knows the Dark Sister is here, still needs to, like, figure out what their motives are, and is feeling, like... there's actually their one line is like, there are voices is scratched out, forces that are pressing in on me that meditation is not resolving. And then she says that she wants to go to Candlekeep to see if she can find more information.
Mm-hmm.
As she's like kind of collecting her scraps, she's kind of just like awkwardly like,
So like, you know, I wasn't like snooping or like out spying, but like, you know, you guys were gone at the library for a little bit, so it just like it's a pretty interesting letter you were writing. I don't know if you're stressed, uh-huh. or like if you want to talk to me too. I mean, letter writing is cool. You could totally like, you know, send something and wait like weeks to get something back, but like if there's anything you want to talk to me about, that'd be cool too. Yeah, I saw you writing to your abbot or whatever. I don't know what that means, but like, is that like your dad? I don't know.
I mean, we were gone for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, like I said, a really long time. I mean,
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, Karen. Like, I'm hearing things.
Like the whistling and like the horse thing, because I was hearing weird things too when that bird thing was talking. I just didn't.
I mean, those two, those are actually, those made sense. I knew where those were coming from. Yeah, very clearly coming from Breeze.
So you're hearing things in your head?
Uh-huh.
people
two things.
Talking? Two things.
Two different voices.
Okay. Maybe let's sit down.
Karen's already sitting on the bed, right?
Okay, are they like cool voices or like they like fun, like nice?
Well, one I call Mittens because it is like my cat back home. And it seems nice. It came to me as a cat back in Waterdeep.
Okay.
The other one kept trying to offer to get rid of that wizard in Waterdeep for me. And that didn't seem very nice.
Yeah, it doesn't seem nice, but I mean, kind of makes sense. That guy seemed like a little bit of a jerk. I'm not going to take sides with these voices. It's kind of weird you're having them in the first place. But do you think it's the stones? Like, you've been kind of freaked out about those lately.
There are two of them. And that does seem like, yeah, I think it's something related to them because they each want me to use different ones.
Like, they want you to use the stones?
Or, like, one of the voices wants me to destroy the Nightmare Stone. And the other one wants me to get rid of the Dream Stone.
Okay. Yeah, that's super suspicious. So the voices know about the stones. They want you to do things with the stones. And where did these stones even come from? Why do you have these?
They were on the ground in a forest. A hag wanted them. So we took them.
Wait, a hag wanted them?
I mean, she was an elf. At first.
Okay. Okay, okay.
I mean, maybe she's still an elf as a hag.
Rose.
That's my name.
Okay, so you found stones on the ground. And listen, I'm all for finding things on the ground and just, like, sticking them in my bag. Like, I get that. But, like, a hag specifically told you they wanted the stones.
Actually, Sildar told us that this person wanted stones.
Okay, where were these? Where are these hags? Many hags? One hag?
Trifecta of hags?
Oh god, okay. But yeah, that's kind of how they come.
Only one of them wanted the stones.
Okay. And the others?
They didn't want the stones. They tried to kill the other hag.
Mm-hmm. And this was back near Phandalin? Is that right?
Yes, in Neverwinterwood.
Okay, right? Yeah. Okay, about those hags.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Are you going to Gen Con this year? We are. Some of our events sold out immediately, but there's still time to join us for our live show on Sunday, August 4th at 2 p.m. As always, it's going to be a family-friendly affair taking place in the Emerald Forest AdventureCon setting. It's a standalone game, so you don't even need to be caught up on episodes to follow along. Pick up your tickets today at bit.ly/D20DamesGenCon19. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
This episode of D20 Dames is sponsored by Dark Dice. A world of dungeons. A world of dragons. Sounds familiar? This immersive horror podcast is anything but familiar or comforting. Dark Dice follows flawed adventures and a shape-shifting monster killing people in the woods to the tune of an ominous hurdy-gurdy. From the team behind popular podcasts like Liberty, Vast Horizon, and my favorite, The White Vault, comes Dark Dice. Available wherever podcasts are free, we encourage you to put on your headphones, pull your embroidered cloak tighter around your shoulders to block out the cold, and roll these dark dice to see what fate awaits you.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme is by Middle Essence. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.